The most destructive wildfire currently burning in the Northwest has left thousands of people without air conditioning and refrigeration. It's closed most gas stations and shut down ATMs in north central Washington. Okanagan County currently estimates 150 to 200 homes burned to the ground. The county utility district says its electrical system is almost a complete loss. Meanwhile, in Brewster last night, incident commanders of the region's biggest and most destructive wildfire briefed residents. Correspondent Courtney Flatt spoke with the residents who are coping without power and reports from that tense Brewster meeting.
Cars and trucks pull into Bart Bradshaw's gasoline station, just on the edge of Winthrop, Washington. It's the only gas station in the resort town that's open, thanks to a generator Bradshaw bought 8 years ago, just in case of an emergency like this.
It's usually not stacked up like this. I mean, it's usually just a, you know, nice little gas station, but it's really, cars are really backing up.
The fire is burning about 2 miles from his home outside of town, but Bradshaw says he feels the need to be at the gas station, keeping it open to help fire crews and homeowners.
When the power goes out, which it does up here every once in a while, gas and propane are pretty essential, especially if people need to leave the valley.
Okanagan County Public Utility District officials say it could still be days or even weeks for people to get power back to the Medhow Valley. Dan Botger is in the PUD's management. He says 3,700 of his customers are without power. Botger attended a community meeting in the Columbia River town of Brewster to answer questions about when people will get their power back. He says the so-called Carlton Complex wildfire has destroyed a lot of the area's electrical infrastructure.
There's a good percentage that just doesn't exist anymore.
Brewster says Sunday was the first day crews were able to start replacing burnt power poles. He says crews from the Bonneville Power Administration have also arrived to fix transmission lines in the area. About 100 people ventured out into the smoke to meet at the high school at the Columbia River town of Brewster, Washington. The so-called Carlton Complex wildfire burned right to the edge of this small orchard town and claimed 35 homes in the neighboring town Pateros. Tensions rose toward the end of the meeting when several residents said they did not receive timely evacuation notices late last week. Homeowner Brenda Riggin says she only had moments to evacuate her house. She says her family barely escaped with their lives.
We were not notified of the fire. We had no idea. And within a matter of minutes, it was upon us.
The problem, says the Okanagan County Sheriff, the fire was just too big. And there weren't enough officers on duty to keep up with the rapidly spreading blaze. Riggin says she thinks this meeting was a good first step to answering the community's questions. I'm Courtney Flatt in Brewster, Washington.